This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells from pets, cooking, damp basement, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the 3-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and happy Friday, TGIF. We are going to take you into the weekend with a fun, jam-packed show. We're going to cover everything from the price of energy to eating ice cream cones without the ice cream. This show is really going to cover it all. And the first thing I want to discuss today, though, and I kind of hit on this yesterday in Howie's news, actually, and Howie and I have been going back and forth on this a lot this morning. It's coming up in a lot of different stories, but I like the way the Washington Times put this. This is probably in Grace's recommended reading if you go to gracecurlyshow.com. The Washington Times described it as Biden's expensive malaise. And I thought that's because, you know, everyone knows when you think malaise, you think Jimmy Carter, you think gas lines, you think that terrible speech he gave. Again, his PR team, not as bad as Joe Biden's, but also not great. And that's exactly what we're in. We are in a
slump. Thank you all for being here. And I want you to enjoy the rest of your session.
We are in a decline that is costing us tons and tons of money. You know, and it's more painful in that sense, because anytime you buy something and you spend a lot of money and you end up disappointed, it's going to sting more than when you buy something cheap and it breaks. And we've dumped money into this economy. And the last week, if you've noticed, the theme of the last week has been Democrats hitting the campaign trail, getting to their podiums, getting to their microphones, and boasting and bragging about how much of our money they've spent. This is their crowning achievement. This is the only thing they have to show for the last 2 years, is we've spent a hell of a lot of money. And I want to start the show, and I've got some great sound to start the show. I'm really hoping it is going to get people to the phone lines, because this is something I'd like to talk about for the full hour. I want to play Pelosi first, because she was very proud of the price tag that the Democrats have put on saving the planet. This is cut 14.
And we saved the planet. We're saving the planet with record $360 billion to save the planet and generating jobs and cleaner air and cleaner water and jobs and security for our country.
Let's talk about the God complex here. You thought Fauci had a God complex, because he's saving us all with masks and plexiglass. Well, Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Rashida Tlaib, they also have a God complex. They think they're saving the planet.
And we saved the planet.
They think they save the planet with their expensive rulemaking workshops and their electric vehicle chargers and their windmills with long, long solar paneled wingspan. They think that is saving the planet. And she can't even decide. Did they already save it? Are they saving it? They can't even keep the lie straight, because they've been spewing this nonsense about the world ending for so long. Are we even here? Did we all die during net neutrality? Did we save it? Are we going to save it? Who knows, really? And Biden spent most of his speech at the UN, and a friend of mine called me up after. A friend of mine who was clearly trying to put himself through the ringer by watching it live. And he said, you know, when Biden wasn't wandering the stage, he was bragging about spending, I'm sorry, investing our money in green energy. Now, this is their, again, it's their biggest accomplishment. And I just want to put it in perspective. They're spending your money on stuff that is only going to make your life more expensive. How backwards is that? We are pouring money into something that is going to increase inflation and make your quality of life even more unattainable. It's going to make everything more expensive. Now, the energy prices, if you haven't been focusing on this, and I know people have. I was out to dinner last night, and a guy walked by. He was a fan of the show, which was very nice. Doesn't happen. I don't really run into people all that often who listen. I shouldn't say that sometimes, but this guy was really nice, and he said, have you seen the price of energy? That was like his big focus, the price of energy. And so today I was going through, and Howie was sending me some good stuff. The reports about the New England area, because we tends to get a little chilly here, in case you didn't know, are really
grim. All that global cooling.
Yeah. Hey, every year around that same time. This is from the Washington Examiner. Massachusetts residents can expect to see a 64% increase in electricity prices. 64%.
Oh, boy.
As the local power company announced rates set to begin on November 1st, National Grid, which provides electricity and gas to Massachusetts, announced Wednesday that the average consumer would pay $293 this winter compared to $179 last winter. And so what are Democrats doing about this besides making the problem worse? Besides spending more money to increase inflation and invest in solar and wind and trying to get us off fossil fuels, which are the only thing that could actually decrease the price of everything. Oh, and I'm sorry, they're doing one more thing. How could I forget? They're going after banks that won't stop investing in gas and oil production. I want to remind everyone.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
Is bold the right word? In the words of Jim on The Office, is bold the right word? I don't know. But I want to remind you of something, because for a long time when Joe Biden, when the price of gas was astronomical, it's since come down slightly, and Joe's taken several victory laps because of that. But when the price of gas was peaking, Joe was trying to convince us that he has produced just as much oil as Donald Trump. You know, there's no difference. In fact, he's produced more. He's doing such a great job. And he would talk about how he was not responsible for the fact that more drilling hadn't taken place because the permits had been approved, but yet no one was drilling. And of course, people who are more familiar than Joe Biden with the issue were explaining that when you have such chilling rhetoric, when you have an agenda coming from the top, coming from the White House, that vilifies the fossil fuel industry, naturally, the investments are going to dry up. And it costs billions of dollars for people to invest in this, because sometimes you get a piece of land, you start drilling, you don't get anything. So you're not going to do that and spend your money if in a week you're told that everything can't go forward, and then you're screwed. So people, naturally, the investment started to back off. So you would think, learning that over the last year, and as everyone complains about gas prices and Joe Biden can't escape it, you'd think that Democrats would figure out that they need to be a little more friendly to the fossil fuel industry.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no. They are not going to do that, because there's never a time where Democrats look in the mirror and say, what are we doing wrong? Could we do something differently? There's no self-reflection. There's no mea culpas. There's no eureka moments, because this is a cult. This is a religion. It doesn't matter if it makes people's lives more difficult. It doesn't matter if fiscally it doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter if people don't like it and maybe they won't vote for you. None of that matters to the cult that believes that everything should come to a halt to save the planet. And I'm using
and
air quotes.
Save the planet.
Using air quotes around that, because they're not saving the planet. Okay. The workshops about electric vehicles and pouring money into solar panels is not saving the planet. And if you think it is, you're fooling yourself. But they don't care who this hurts or how bad the policies are, because it's more than that to them. It's not politics. It's not business. It's a cult. It's a religion. And the perfect example of this is Rashida Tlaib. She was at the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, and she was asking the head of banks like Citigroup, Bank of America, what they intend to do to fight climate change. Specifically, she was asking if they would agree to stop funding fossil fuels. I want to play this cut when we come back. I'm going to save it because it's there's a few things about this cut that drive me insane. And I hadn't seen the full cut. I'd seen the part where she asked Jamie Dimon and he said, you know, no, we're not going to not invest in fossil fuels. That would be the road to hell. And then she got mad at him and basically encouraged people to have a bank run on JP Morgan. That's not the part of this I want to talk about even. I'm going to play that part. But I want to talk about the squishy CEOs who went after Jamie Dimon, who basically kowtowed to Rashida Tlaib. Because God forbid we say anything to a Democrat that might offend them. We'll take your calls on this. It's 844-500-4242. I always do this. I'll ask Howie like what he plans on starting with. And he'll tell me something. And then I'll say, I'm going to start with something else. And then the more I think about it, I'm like, you know what? No, I will start with that too. Because it is. It's a huge story. And if you read about what's happening in New England, if you read about how expensive it's going to be for everyone.
If you read my oil bill I got yesterday.
Oof. I know. You're going to need an ice cream.
Four times what it was in 2020. Four times.
You're going to need an ice cream. Just the cone, though. Times are tough.
Just the cone.
Times are tough. Inflation's hitting everyone. If you missed that, Dr. Vivek Murthy, the U.S. Surgeon General, he took a picture and said, this might be an unpopular opinion, but I love ice cream cones without the ice cream. And he is. It's a picture of him with an empty ice cream cone. That's going to happen. We're going to need an hour to dissect that because that is just sick. When we come back, we'll take your calls. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liar said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000. We paid attention to the $400,000. They slipped this in under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life. They're already talking about Venmo, you know, checking your transactions. This is no joke. You traded thousands of hours of time building your nest egg, but now you have to spend some time protecting it. You need this now. It's Monetary Gold's new guide. It's called 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. You don't want to make those mistakes, so you want to get Monetary Gold now. There's no time to delay. It's 888-617-7994. Get 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. 888-617-7994. Or you can go to monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace. We'll be right back with your calls. 844-500-4242. We're talking about climate change. We're talking about the Democrats investing in our future.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
You know what's in our future, by the way? Expensive bills. They're investing in our expensive future. We'll be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Call on Grace Curley for family-friendly entertainment.
Hey, Ma! Can we get some meatloaf?
You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
Yes!
I knew you'd come. Hey, Ma! The meatloaf!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. Also in the news today, I know we're going to focus on global warming and the amount of money the Democrats are spending to save the planet. But I also want to talk about Ron Klain's spin on the economy. I mean, he is something else. He took a break from retweeting Jennifer Rubin columns from the Washington Post to talk about how great we have it under Joe Biden. And I'm going to play at some point. I don't know if it's this hour. I don't know if it's the next hour because I got a lot of stuff to get to. I want to play his explanation of the economy. And then we'll play Byron Donald's explanation of the economy. And we'll just let you choose. Who do you trust? Byron Donald from Florida or Ron Klain from Twitter? You decide. But let's go to the callers here before we start playing this Rashida Tlaib sound. If you don't want your blood pressure to go up, I'm warning you. This is not going to be the show for you because we are going to play some of the sound and it makes me want to tear my hair out. Not because I don't like her ideas, Not because I disagree fundamentally with what the Democrats are doing. It's the way she speaks to people she disagrees with that truly makes me cringe. She's talking to these CEOs of banks like they are so beneath her. She's yelling at them like they're children. And no one except for Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan has the courage or the backbone to stand up to her. Let's go to the callers first, though, because I've been so impressed this week with all of our callers. 844-500-4242. Adam, you're first up today on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Adam.
Thanks, Grace. I just want to let you my feeling is...
Ooh, Adam, hold on. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to try to get a better line. You might be on a car phone, so you got to get off that. Maybe an electric car phone. That could explain why it's going a little wonky on us. Lou, you're next up. Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah, how you doing, Grace? Before I get to my point, there was one thing that always bothers me is why is it only Ducey who asks the tough questions? Why can't there's no balance in that press corps, and that's why Biden is able and the Democrats are able to get away with all that BS. I mean, because it never gets out to the public because everybody, all the media just caters to them. And when he should be asked tough, tough questions. And if it was even just 60-40, you know, liberal to conservative, he would be toast and the whole Democratic Party would be toast. That just bothers me. And it's something maybe you can touch on a little bit. But what really bothers me is this whole business about this planet thing that they're talking about in 8 years. We've got 8 years left. Well, Venezuela and Russia and China and India and Saudi Arabia and Iran, they're not going to do anything for 8 years. The United States isn't going to bring down the world's temperature no matter if we turn everything off. So that's just a lot of bunk right there, and I don't believe the whole...
How dare you!
And the second thing is that he talks about, Biden says they're still drilling. They closed off Anwar. They've passed excess regulations. They've closed off other lands. You're right. They've been getting involved in stifling investment. And this whole thing is just a lot of bunk. And it's all built on the whole Democratic idea of making people feel guilty. Well, I'll tell you something. I'm tired of feeling guilty. I'm tired of feeling guilty about race. I'm tired of feeling guilty about gender. I'm tired of feeling guilty about the border. And I'm tired of feeling guilty about climate. And all of us are getting sick of it. And Europe is already suffering from this. And it's just going to come to the United States where the prices are just going to start really killing people. I'm telling you.
Lou, I want to tell you right now, you just said something that really speaks to me, and I'm not even being sarcastic. You said, I'm tired of feeling guilty. I feel the same exact way. I'm so tired of the emotional manipulation, of being afraid to say the wrong thing, or afraid that they're going to try to paint me one way or the other, or afraid they're going to say I'm a bad person because I disagree with them. We all know our own hearts. I see the VIPs come in through Howie's show. I see Republicans. I've been to Trump rallies. I'm telling you, the amount of great people I've met who don't have a racist, sexist, homophobic bone in their body, they just want this country to succeed, vastly outweighs any sort of bad eggs that I've come across. And I agree with you about the White House press corps. I would warn you that all of those people... I mean, they sold their souls to get him in there. That's the bottom line. They lost all credibility pushing him over the finish line like it was, you know, what's that movie called? Breakfast at a Bernie's? Or
Weekend at Bernie's.
Weekend at Bernie's.
You were thinking of Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's where they should have gone with Bernie. It's just that's all they did. They gave it all up for that. And so now they don't really have a choice. They have to keep up this big lie. You're right. It would crumble in 2 seconds if they asked a tough question. And as I pointed out yesterday, it doesn't even have to be a tough question because he's not answering the tough questions. It just has to be an antagonistic question, which they were very good at with Donald Trump. You remember that? What do you say, sir, to people who say that you, that your value of your property is not what you claim it is? What do you say to people who say you have blood on your hands? I mean, it was round the clock antagonizing Donald Trump because they knew that he was an egomaniac, which I think he would even admit himself. They knew how to get under his skin, and he would answer all their questions all day long. And the truth is that Joe Biden's not that different when it comes to stuff like that. Whenever they throw out a, you know, the former administration did this better, you see that look in his face. You see that old man, angry, teeth come out, you know, the crazy look in his eyes. He's got the craziest look. and it works, but they don't want to do that.
Because, you're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
Because the Democrat Party hasn't given them the okay yet. I will tell you this, though, Lou, and I've said this from the beginning. When the Democrats decide he's done and they give the media the green light, you'll know. You won't be questioning it. It will be very obvious. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay on the line. We're taking calls this entire hour. 844-500-4242.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. All right, we are going to play this sound from Rashida Tlaib, but we're going to take just one more call before we go to that. The number, if you want to weigh in, is 844-500-4242. You can also text in 617-213-1066. Start the text with the word Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y. Dan, you are up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks for taking the call, Grace. You know, you listen to these politicians and you say, how do they get to be so wealthy? I mean, we're talking, I know you're talking about Rikita, but you got Ocasio-Cortez with $27 million potentially. Now,
I don't know if that number's $27 million.
I heard it on another station. I heard that on another station, but I figured that, hey, you know, I wouldn't doubt it. So the fact of the matter is that Biden's got $1 billion, and where did all of that money come from?
So, well, yeah, there's.
I say to this.
Okay, go ahead.
So I say to this, how can we trust these politicians in their decisions about what they think is best for us when it really might be what's best for them? And the other thing, as far as all the electric and everything else going up, it's bad enough in our own homes, but what about Market Basket and Shaw's and all of these places that they're, of course, going to have to go up, and all of the food on top of everything else and transportation? So I think when people say we're in for a dark winter, I think it's going to be much darker than everybody thinks.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Dan. I don't think Alexander Ocasio-Cortez has $27 million. That's a little high.
Yeah, there was a report out there that was her net worth, but USA Today has marked it as false. So
yeah. I mean, at some point, it wouldn't shock me if in a decade maybe, but she's not Nancy Pelosi status yet. She's got a ways to go. Nancy Pelosi's like 1,000 years old.
Yeah, and
takes a long time.
They get all that money by insider trading, making laws that benefit them, and printing money from the Federal Reserve. That's how they get money.
But your overall point is correct. And 603 texted in New Hampshire, I just got a notice that natural gas is tripling 300%. This winter is going to be really tough for a lot of people, and I don't think liberals going around and telling us how all of our money is being spent on windmills is going to satisfy the American people ahead of this election. I could be wrong, but you know what I said to my husband? I said, there's this whole conversation about red wave. Is it dissipating? Is the red wave dying down? And I will say that I was so bummed out after Trump lost that it's almost good to hit a low in politics, because then you realize you just got to stay kind of steady. You can't get too high. You can't get too low. But I did think to myself, if we vote Democrats again, like if they maintain the House, if they maintain the Senate, shame on us. We're going to get what we deserve. I hate to say that. I love this country, but it's the definition of insanity. We see what they're doing. And if we allow them to keep doing this, what do we expect? How long can the experiment here last? And I know every generation says this, and every, you know, and it's especially on right wing radio. I'm not trying to say that the earth is ending or the world is ending, but it does make you think, you know, if we're going to keep this country going, something's got to change. It can't keep going down this road much longer. All right, let's play the Rashida Tlaib cut, and then I kind of want to give you some of my takes on it. This is cut 10. Oh, I'm sorry, cut 11, Jared.
Well, I would like to ask all of you and go down the list, because again, you all have agreed to doing this. Please answer with a simple yes or no. Does your bank have a policy against funding new oil and gas products? Mr. Diamond.
Absolutely not, and that would be the road to hell for America.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Sir, you know what? Everybody that got relief from student loans has a bank account with your bank should probably take out their account and close their account. The fact that you're not even there to help relieve many of the folks that are in debt, extreme debt, because of student loan debt, and you're out there criticizing it. Ms. Frazier, how about
Hold on. Did I miss something? He's talking about how not funding oil and gas and not funding fossil fuels would be the road to hell for America, and she's mad at him that he's not relieving student loan debt. What did I miss here?
Nothing. I mean, you missed nothing. The brain does not function.
She sounds like a high schooler, doesn't she? Like, she just got grounded. Well, you know what I think? You know what I think? I think you're being annoying. That's what I think. Yeah. Just unhinged.
Yeah, I can understand her point that, well, look, you know, if you're not gonna decide to do with fossil fuels, then people shouldn't bank with you. I get that, but I don't get where the student loan thing comes into
it.
It's like that's the only thing these people can think about. It's nuts.
Jared, I don't even get the first part. I'm glad you get it. I don't get that. So they want to invest in fossil fuel, which is what this country needs more of, and it's what this country runs on. And if you look at what's happening in Europe, not investing in fossil fuel and investing in renewable green energy can lead to really hard times. So I don't get that. That if someone's that if he says, no, we're not, we're of course we're going to invest in it. It'd be the road to hell for America. Oh, well, other people should stop banking with you. Essentially, let's have a bank run because you're not doing what I want you to do politically.
Yeah, I mean, I don't agree with the point, but I kind of got what she was saying there in her own deranged way. That's all.
It's beyond. It's beyond me. It really is. And now here's the part that I didn't see until today, because this cut's like 2 days old, but I didn't notice this until today. She goes down the rest of the line after she, you know, explains to Mr. Diamond why she's so mad at him and everyone should stop banking with you because you're a big meanie. Then she goes down and asks the rest of the CEOs.
Ms. Frazier, how about you?
We will continue to invest in and support clients who are investing in fossil fuels and in helping them transition to cleaner energies.
And Mr. Monahan?
We're going to play the rest of them, but I have to point out here, and I get this game. I totally understand biting your tongue, playing along, style flexing, doing whatever it takes to stay out of the line of fire in this case. You know, people like to keep their jobs. People like to not ruffle feathers. I get that. I'm guilty of that too. You go along to get along. But that is such a squirmy move that she has to throw in. And rather than do what Jamie Dimon did and say yes, imagine how much more powerful it would have been, Jared, if he said that would be the road to hell for America. And then Rashida Tlaib has a massive tantrum, which is exactly what we'd expect from a person in Congress to have a massive tantrum about it. And say people should take out their accounts with JP Morgan. And then if she went down the rest of the line and everybody else said, I agree with Jamie. I agree with Jamie. I agree with Jamie. That would have been a statement. That would have made her look ridiculous, which she is. But they can't do that because they're all trying to feed the progressive alligator in hopes that it will eat them last. And you can ask Robespierre. That's not how it works. It does not work like that. You can feed the alligator all of these green dreams and he's still going to come back for more. And so this kind of shift to, well, we are going to invest in fossil fuels and help them transition away. It's such a cop out. Just say, yeah, of course we are. Of course we are. Most people still rely on them. Most people rely on fossil fuels. And guess what? In California, where there's electric vehicles and stations, there's massive lines of people who are waiting to charge their cars. It is not currently a sustainable way to live. America runs on fossil fuel. With a side of iced coffee and cream. But yeah, we still use a lot of it. Play the rest of them.
And Mr. Monahan?
We are helping our clients make a transition, and that means we're lending to both oil and gas companies and to new energy companies and helping monitor their course towards the standards you're talking about.
And please don't come after me on Twitter, and please don't tell people to stop investing in my bank, because that would get me really, really, really upset. And I'll tell you anything else you want to hear as long as I don't start trending on Twitter and you don't turn the mob against me, because that would make me really sad. Thank you. Weak, weak people. cowards. I know. And I'm sure people are saying, why are you getting so mad at the CEOs? Because one guy had the courage to say what was actually true. One guy reached his breaking point, and you all could have easily backed him. And you would have looked actually sane. And instead, you're so afraid of the squad. And you're so afraid that if you looked at Rashida Tlaib, and instead of even answering the question, if you said, Ms. Tlaib, are you this rude and obnoxious to people who disagree with you in real life? Or are you just this unbearable when you know you're on television? But they wouldn't do that. You know why? Because she would turn around and she would say that this is a classic case of sexism, misogyny, Islamophobia, all the rest. And those CEOs don't want to be accused of being evil. Some of them are even white men, so they know they're on the chopping block. So they have to kind of fit themselves into this awkward box of saying, well, we're transitioning. Just that kind of stuff just drives me crazy. He set you up. You know, no one asked you to be brave. He was brave. He was the first one. He did it. You just had to have a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of courage. Is there more? Is there one more person? Let's hear it.
Yeah, Mr. Sharp.
The same thing as Mr. Moynihan said.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you, Mr. Diamond, because you obviously don't care about working class people in frontline communities like ours.
Isn't that just a classic liberal? You disagree with me about where you're going to invest money, so you don't care about people in my community. Emotional manipulation is just what that last caller was pointing out. They can't argue on logic. They can't argue on numbers. They can't argue on science. So they have to argue, or they have to try to emotionally manipulate people into doing what they want, or else they're going to make your life a living hell, and they're going to turn the Twitter mobs against you, and you're going to be canceled because you're not supporting my green dreams. A member of Congress, really great stuff. 844-500-4242. When we come back, I'm going to play Ron Klain's version of what's going on in this country versus Byron Donald's, and I'll let you guys decide. The number, if you want to call in, is 844-500-4242. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley is your perfect lunch day.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2? But everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hey there! Welcome back. This clip couldn't have come in at a better time. Man sets himself on fire just before Roger Federer is due to play his last ever tennis match. Because don't let it be about Federer. Make it about yourself. But he wasn't making it about himself, Jared. Do you know why he set himself on fire? There was a purpose behind it.
I do know why.
He was protesting the use of private jets in the UK.
And this disappointed me because I thought he set himself on fire as a protest, like the monks did during the Vietnam War. And yeah. For me, that's the gold standard of protest. Like, if you're not willing to do that, I don't want to hear your protest. So I was like, oh, wow, somebody finally took me up on my challenge. But he accidentally set himself on fire.
Oh.
He was setting fire to something on the court. Yeah. Oh. I was impressed at first. I was like, all right, cool.
But he was foiled.
He was foiled.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be tough for Harry and Meghan to find out that, because they're big tennis fans, that they were being protested at the match.
And there's nothing like protesting private jets than using a fossil fuel to ignite something.
I know. It's a double-edged. It's a catch-22 when you're trying to protest private jets. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on the weekends, November through March. Book online at nausetbeachinn.com. Jared Diglio is on the board. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
It is officially fall, so we are asking, are you a fan of the pumpkin spice?
I finally tried it. My sister got a pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks, and I'm going to admit something here. It was delicious. Am I going to order it? No, I'm fine with just the regular sweeteners. I really like caramel in my coffee. I'm not going to get the pumpkin spice. But just to have a taste, I had no problem with it. So because of that, and because I know how much joy it brings people, I'm going to say, yeah, sure, I'm a fan.
31% of the audience is down with the pumpkin spice. 69% say they are not.
I was going to say that it's overrated, but I realized that I don't want to be the kind of person who rains on other people's parades. You know, if your parade is pumpkin spice lattes and you wait all year for it, that is a harmless thing to be very excited about. And I think you should do you.
I do enjoy a pumpkin spice latte. I'll get a couple from now to the end of the year, but I try to space it out.
That's why I like you though, Jared. You're very unpredictable. Like, I wouldn't peg you as a pumpkin spice guy, but I'm happy for you. Now, would you get an ice cream with no ice cream in it?
I would not, because that is the mark of a psychopath.
Yeah,
and I will die on that hill.
We're going to talk about the U.S. Surgeon General and how he tweeted out a photo of himself with an empty ice cream cone. Mark, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Grace. Yeah, right. Just I wish someone asked Tlaib, like someone like Diamond, you know, about the poor people in her area. How about the woman that has two kids, had them out of wedlock when she was a teenager, didn't go to school because she was taking care of the kids. She's older now. She knows she made some mistakes, and she's trying to, you know, make a better life for herself and her children. So she has no education, so she gets a crappy job. She has to go and find a babysitter for the two kids, and she goes into a crappy job on Sunday night when it's raining. She basically is able to pull her car into a gas station to get $5 gas. What about her? You know, what does Tlaib say to her? What would you say to her, Tlaib?
Well,
you know, does she want that $7,000 voucher to get that brand spanking new electric car for $60,000? She wants some hope with gas.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say she could buy an electric vehicle. It's going to cost her a lot of money, but she could. No, you're right, Mark. And when you look at the numbers, and it's common sense to most people, but it's kind of just hitting the liberals now, is that inflation hits low-income Americans the hardest. And most people who are, you know, in the middle class doing okay, it's going to hurt them. They're going to have less money to spend on things. But for low-income Americans, it really hurts. I mean, rent, groceries, paper towels, it leaves families in a bind. And there's a piece in the Washington Post about this. It was from February of 2022, but it was all about a family that was made up of low-income workers, and they were struggling. The gains they made in their wage growth had been eroded by inflation, which is the highest in 40 years. Now, I think Rashida Tlaib would do exactly what that last caller predicted. She would refer to the rebates. She would refer to the solar panels. She would refer to the electric vehicles. And the truth is that that is not a real solution for a lot of people. It might be a real solution for Stephen Colbert. Might be a real solution for Pete Buttigieg. But it's not a real solution for people who are struggling. And there's plenty of those people right now in this country. When we come back, we're going to talk about this economy because Ron Klain is here to tell you that everything is awesome. Don't go anywhere. Take more calls. We're going to have a lot of fun today. It's the Grace Curley Show.